I could eat it like mm-hmm. that. It's too much.
We used to, but we ate onions so Mother didn't like the smell of on our breath, and that's why we stopped. That's why I stopped eating onions. They would talk about going around with breath smelling the onion, going to, you know, people's house, having to go to people's house. And we wanted onions for everything at that time, you see. Just go out, Papa plant the onion, we go out and pull them up and don't have onions. And we'd use the green and use it all.
Yes, ma'am.
And so she got so she wouldn't let us go. She said, going nowhere because smelling like onion. Can't talk for smelling you like onion. And she, I kind of got off onions.
Yes, ma'am.
I when they cook it in my food, I'll eat it. But when it comes to eating it raw in salads and things like that, I don't put it in my salads now. She broke me from it.
Say if you left an apple or a plum lying around before too long, it would dry up and do what? It would get
what, a plum?
Yeah, if you left it out, it would dry up and
just get soft, rot.
Get soft, and it would draw up or it shrivel.
I didn't, but well, it was kind of shrink, but drop, but still, it would rot.
Yes, ma'am.
It would. We used to have plum trees. Had a plum orchard out there. And my father just cut it up because the children would come in on the other side of the lady's house, the other side, and come in, and we hardly could get a plum. And all of that was plums.
Yes, ma'am.
He just got rid of it. Mm-hmm.
Will a plum shrivel up?
Hmm?
Will a plum shrivel up?
Well, when it gets old, rotting. But you're talking about just a regular plum or the tree?
Just a regular plum.
Plum. Yeah, it'll, when it begins to get, see, it's solid, and then it begins to get soft.
Mm-hmm.
It's, after a while, it'll only be nothing but seed.
Just shrivel?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you say it would do?
Just go away.
Mm-hmm. Is that the way you say it? Shrivel?
No, I never have heard it say shrivel. I said rot.
Just rot.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying, the children would come through there with the lady, let them come through that her house place, pick it off fence, and come through here and pick up plum. If I didn't go out early in the morning, by the time, you know, get up early in the morning, go out there, we wouldn't get a one.
Hmm.
And so finally Papa just chopped them up, just cut them up, made him a chicken yard out of it.
Yes, ma'am. What do you have to do to butter beans after you pick them to get them out of the pod?
Nothing, but I'll open them.
Open them?
Yes, sir. It's just open them. It's kind of the center. Just pull them open at the center. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people say they're going to hull them?
No, I never heard that.
Or shell them?
Shell them. My mother says shell them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What about some leafy vegetables? Do you grow any leafy vegetables?
Leafy vegetables? Yeah, like collard greens and...
Mm-hmm, or
cabbage, collards, turnips. Oh yeah, we've had leafy vegetables.
How do you buy something like lettuce? You buy it by the, or you get it?
Head. Mm-hmm. Get a head of, sometimes you buy it, sometimes it's on a head, like it has headed up, mm-hmm. and you buy it. I haven't bought any lettuce in a long time.
Well, it's been kind of expensive lately.
I haven't bought any this year. One thing, I haven't been too well, and